This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. For about a decade, Vision 2015 has been working on the future of Northern Kentucky. We'll talk about what we might look forward to in the coming years. Joining me are Vision 2015 President Bill Shire and Vice President of Communication and Strategic Initiatives Kara Clark-Williams. We'd like to hear from you, too. You can call us 513-419-7100, email talk at WVXU.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Glad to have you both here. I think we should talk about the past a little bit and how Vision 2015 got started and what you think you've accomplished in the time it's been in place. Bill?
Sure. Well, Northern Kentucky has been doing visioning since the 1980s, so that's sort of the past. The most recent plan was the Vision 2015 in 2005. And some of the things I'll touch on, but Kara can certainly add to, things we've really been able to accomplish are the creation of the Northern Kentucky Education Council, in partnership with Agenda 360, the expansion and development of Green Umbrella, the sustainability.
We should have mentioned Agenda 360 is the Cincinnati version of Vision 2015,
right.
I think would be appropriately a way to describe it.
Yep. Very good. And I'll give one more, which was the launch of the UpTech Business Accelerator in Northern Kentucky. So, Kara, what would you want to add?
Oh, I think over the last 8 years, we've had a number of successes. Bill mentioned some of those that we're extremely proud of. But really, I think Northern Kentucky understands that community visioning and community planning is part of our DNA and part of who we are. So, as Bill mentioned, back in the 80s, we had a plan that really built the Covington skyline and built our riverfront, was very successful. In 95, we had the Forward Quest plan, which brought a number of accomplishments, whether that was Gateway Community and Technical College or the Northern Kentucky Convention Center to our region. And then certainly the highlights he mentioned, as well as things like the Catalytic Development Funding Corporation, which is going to have tremendous impact in our urban core and across all of Northern Kentucky, which we think will really change the physical makeup and landscape. Licking River Greenway and Trail would be another one of those that is really changing neighborhoods and changing the physical development. But as Bill mentioned, things like the Education Council, Green Umbrella, the Regional Indicator Report, our partnership with Agenda 360, all of that work really is not physical development, but equally, if not more so important, in making sure that we have the right talent, we have the right climate and the right conditions to really build economic competitiveness and support economic growth and job creation in our region, which is what Vision 2015 is all about.
So you have a couple of years left. Is it still sort of working your way? Is there things you want to still accomplish before you hit 2015?
Well, actually, the plan is written to end at the end of this year, which is why we are launching the process to develop the next five-year increment. But there certainly are some things we'd love to see as much as possible of the Licking River Trails, Greenway and Trails project get built out, and want to see our other programs continue to flourish. Definitely want to see UpTech continue to launch good new companies.
Kara?
Yeah, I would definitely echo all of that. But our focus this year is starting to transition from the plan that we think has had tremendous success, a lot of activity, and really been able to continue that legacy of Northern Kentucky visioning, transition from the Vision 2015 plan into what the next strategic agenda for Northern Kentucky needs to be. So we have started the public engagement phase of developing the foundational elements of that next plan, and that's called MyNKY. And this year will be a transition year for us as we continue to build all of the programs and projects that Bill mentioned. We'll also start to look for the next iteration of planning and community strategizing in Northern Kentucky and what that could look like. All of the initiatives that we mentioned really are designed to live well beyond Vision 2015 and well beyond the year 2015. We know for maximum impact, they have to be sustainable. And so we have spent the last few years really focusing on what does sustainability look like for each of those individual initiatives. And we feel very confident that over the course of this next year, we can appropriately make sure that they're transitioned from where they currently are with the right levels of Vision 2015 support, as well as other community partners supporting them. Moving those into those other partners full time is definitely a focus of this year so that we can move into that next phase of visioning, which we think will be our strategic plan through 2020.
And I do want to talk about that next phase, but before before we get to that, a little bit more looking back first, if we will. And you talked about Forward Quest, which I certainly remember when that came out, and many big, big plans, some which came forward, some which didn't, which I think is the way those kind of ideas work. You throw all the ideas out there, and some of them develop and some of them don't. How did that transition go from Forward Quest into Vision 2015? And do you think it'll be a similar transition as you move into MyNKY?
Well, neither of us were on staff at that time, but Bill and I have both been volunteers in Northern Kentucky prior to coming on board at Vision 2015. So both of us had a slightly different experience in 2005, 2006 as we transitioned into this. But even into our time at Vision 2015, there were a number of initiatives that were started by Forward Quest, very successfully run, that Vision 2015 staff still supported and managed. And I think that will be the case with this go-around. Most of the elements that we are talking about are large-scale, complex social change, and those types of changes don't happen overnight. And as long as an 8 or a 10-year period feels to us, when we're talking about making sure that kids are prepared for school, supported inside and outside of school, graduating from school, that the talent pipeline is right, an 8-year time frame is pretty short to do a lot of that. So I very much anticipate that while we are trying to develop the right platform for all of these initiatives to take off on their own, that there will be a lot of transitioning and ongoing support from Vision 2015, as was the case when we transitioned from Forward Quest into the Vision 2015 plan.
And I agree with that, that we've really put quite a bit of time into thinking about how that's going to work. We've met with all of our partner organizations to say, as we move into the next phase, here's how we see this going. And so I think it'll be actually very smooth.
How is your organization funded, and how is all of the funding, where does it come from to put all this forward?
Well, we receive all of our funding from companies and foundations, and except for a grant here or there that we sometimes get that's public money, we really take no public money, which is, we feel, a good strong foundation for a community plan. So companies large and small, we have some very large corporations and some large foundations, but we also have a long list of smaller companies and foundations that provide our support.
We are funded entirely locally as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it's a very strong testament to businesses and foundations here in the greater Cincinnati region. They want to make a difference. They want to see the right economic conditions being met. And they invest in Vision 2015 and oftentimes in initiatives that we jointly do with Agenda 360 or with other partners because they see the value that we're bringing forth and how we're building the right economic conditions.
Yeah, one of the things that we're pretty proud of is that the plan grows out of the community as this next phase is going to, but then the community itself steps up to provide the support. So it's really, Kara mentioned that DNA factor. Northern Kentucky has just really developed almost an institutional community orientation toward doing large visioning and planning and then stepping up to support it.
You talk about how things do grow out of the community. Do you find that perhaps as these organizations and your organization has grown, that perhaps people are stepping up that you may never have known would even be the type of people to do that, or people that come forward that you wouldn't have expected, not the typical movers and shakers in the community, but other folks as well? Or is it mainly the people that you just expect?
I would say, I'll start and then
sure.
Kara, jump in. I would say that it's sort of both, but definitely new people come on all the time. I'll give you an example, though, of how these things do grow out of the community, and there are many like this, but the one that I would pull out is Green Umbrella. Green Umbrella was a small land conservancy and land conservation and environmental education organization that had been around for quite a while. It's fairly small in scope. They came to Greater Cincinnati Foundation, who referred them to its Vision 2015 and Agenda 360. And over a period of about 3 years, they've grown from maybe 10 or 12 member organizations to over 250 and another 100 individuals. But the point I want to make is this. All those people were out there, and many of the organizations were out there caring about sustainability practices, but they didn't have a vehicle for coming together and really focusing their effort and their impact. And that's turned out to be a lot of what we do is help to provide a way of streamlining this disparate landscape and bringing people together to focus on a common agenda.
Do you want to add anything here?
I would just add to the question of usual suspect versus not. We have a lot of initiatives that really the breadth and the depth is quite wide, and there's a lot of variation in the type of work that we do and then the number of community partners that we have. So the individuals that are involved are typically very passionate, very engaged, oftentimes expert in a particular area. And so they give of their time, of their talents, and of their treasure very much in line with what their passion is and how they can make a difference across the community. So I can think of a number of examples where people are giving smaller investment numbers like $500 or $1,000 because they're incredibly passionate about a particular project. At the same time, they're leveraging and saying, would you be able to use my employees to volunteer in that area? So while we may not get a big dollar amount from them, I can think of a number of examples where we get 25 or 30 volunteers to support a certain effort. And that truly continues to keep our community plan embedded within the community and fresh within the community, but also gives us those non-typical suspects, those individuals we don't know, to really grow our network. And that's how many of these projects have been able to be sustained and successful for ongoing periods of time.
Let's start talking about the new visioning, the MyNKY. You've started a survey. Tell us what that's all about, what kind of questions you're asking, who you want to fill it out.
Well, you go ahead.
MyNKY is really about getting the hopes, dreams, thoughts, priorities of everyone across this region, especially if they're living or working in Northern Kentucky. So we have developed a website to kind of be the repository for all of this information to be collected and to come to us. So if you go to www.mynky.org, to that website, you'll find challenge questions and you'll find poll questions and a lot of ways for you to give your opinion into what the future of Northern Kentucky should focus around and where we should put all of our energy and our effort around that common agenda. What we think is one of the coolest aspects of this website is a game that we have developed. And it's a simulation model that really helps us get at some prioritization and some ranking without necessarily asking somebody to do 1 to 5. So all you have to do if you go on the website and want to play the game is give us your zip code and your age range, and we will give you $1 million virtual dollars. And you are then able to take those dollars and invest them into parts of the community that are very important to you. So you can invest your money in transportation, into housing, into jobs, into education. And when you do, when you put your money into a certain area, you'll see something happen in your community. So if you put money into jobs, the first thing that happens is a skyline pops up in the background. If you put some more dollars into jobs, you'll see a coffee shop come up and a little bit of a mall-like feel. Then you'll see some people shaking hands, walking around in front of it. If you decide housing's important, you can put some money there and houses will pop up. If you decide I've put too much into housing, you can take those funds away and you'll watch those houses go away. So there's no ideal state. This is just the opportunity for residents and business owners and leaders and people across this region to tell us what's most important to them by using these dollars to invest in the community. And when they do that on screen, they will really see what my NKY looks like. What do I personally care about and what do I want to see happen? And then, of course, after you're done playing the game, we hope you will tweet it out or post it on Facebook and share it with others so they can see how you prioritize the community and what you built for MyNKY, and so they can do it also. And then we will ask you to do the poll questions and the challenge questions, which rotate and change frequently. So we certainly would like to get everyone's valuable input in those ways ongoing.
And to add to that just a little bit, as you can tell from Kara's description, it's sort of a tiered or layered kind of a process. So we want people to help us identify the big priorities and get those lined up, but then they can drill down and answer questions in those priority areas. Then they can answer different types of questions, surveys, polls. The challenge question is more open-ended. And so what we want them to ultimately do is to keep coming back and working down through those layers, and it really doesn't take very much time at all. So people should do it. They'll have fun. It's quick and easy. But the point of it is we want to find out their general ideas, their more specific ideas, and in particular, their really big ideas. I mean, what do they think it's going to take to make everything even better than it is. And it's a very easy process for them to do that.
We should mention we have a link to all of this on our website, WVXU.org. Go to the Cincinnati Edition page and you'll find a link so you can play the game yourself. Are there age limits or are there do you have to live in Northern Kentucky to fill this out? Are there any requirements?
No. That's one of the neat things about this. Historically, we sort of focus on boundaries in this area, and really everybody all over the country does. In this case, we care most about people who live and work in Northern Kentucky because this is focused on Northern Kentucky. But because of the virtual and social media nature of this, actually, when you push this out through your networks, people certainly around the region can play and participate and give their ideas, but even people from elsewhere in the country will ultimately be able to pretty well segregate out the Northern Kentucky ones just to give some extra weight there. But we really want to find out what everyone, the best ideas from everybody on, and at every, certainly at every age category as well, to help us craft the best next Northern Kentucky.
And to add to that, Marianne, Vision 2015 was built on an intergenerational approach. So for every individual over the age of 40 that was more of a seasoned leader in our community, there was a young professional under the age of 40 in leadership role to help make sure that the intergenerational approach carried through in all of the decision making. We've done that once again with our Mayan KY leadership team. But in addition to that, we are doing some very specific outreach to high school students to make sure that that youth voice is really captured throughout this process. Because as we talk about the future and what the next 5 years are beyond are going to look like, it's very important that we make sure we retain those talented young people and that they feel like they really have a voice in the future direction setting of Northern Kentucky. Not to mention that the ones we've already worked with to date, we've gotten some phenomenal ideas from. They're really adding a tremendous amount of value into this process. So we are certainly asking anybody on the website, it says 14 and up, but we are certainly asking anybody that would like to give us that information and really give their feedback into the future of Northern Kentucky to do so.
Now, do you find that it's easier to do now with social media and so many other electronic ways to contact people? I mean, in the past, do you know if the organizations used, you know, just paper and pencil survey sort of thing or mailed this in? Is it easier now?
Well, to answer the question, we think it is. I mean, we've already probably gotten about half as many total responses so far as we did back in 2005, and we're days into the campaign. So we expect this social media platform to be able to bring lots and lots and lots of opinions from across the area. And that wasn't really available to us back in 2005. But in addition, we are also balancing that with a more traditional personal outreach. So we're also making presentations to boards and organizations and civic groups, and we're reaching out personally to let people give us their opinions directly as well.
So once you get all this information gathered, how long is the gathering stage going to go on?
We are hoping to collect input for the next 4 to 6 months. So by the June timeframe, we'll probably have to say, all right, we're getting a lot of great input and keep it coming, but we have to move forward with some decision making and some vetting. So for the next 4 to 6 months, we will be collecting public input. And as Bill mentioned, meeting with a lot of groups, a lot of leadership groups across the region, but also church groups and civic clubs and a whole variety of folks to really try and gain their input. And we'll continue to do our social media outreach and our website outreach. But once we get to that May to June timeframe, we will be working with our existing partners and our relationships across the region with organizations that tend to be expert or more expert than we are in certain areas. So our economic development entities, our Chamber of Commerce, the Catalytic Fund for Housing and urban development and things like that. We'll be working with those folks to do some initial vetting of all of these ideas. One of the great things about having an electronic campaign is that we see the data come in real time. So we're able to adjust our strategies accordingly if we know that we're not getting a certain geographic segment of the population or a certain age group of the population, we can redo that. But we can also see what's trending and see if that carries forward and how that carries out. And we will be able to work with with the data as it comes in, as opposed to collecting all of this paper input and then trying to get it into the process. So I think by the May-June timeframe, we will be well prepared with our partners to do some initial vetting and to work through all of that. And then we mentioned we have a Mayan KY leadership team that is an entirely volunteer leadership team that has been instrumental in helping to set the direction of the campaign. So they will help us in reviewing a lot of the themes that are coming out and a lot of the ideas. And then we also have the Vision 2015 Board of Directors, which obviously has remained very engaged and will throughout this process, and the Vision 2015 CEO Roundtable, which is a group of CEOs across Northern Kentucky that we regularly convene that also will be helping us to really formulate what the next phase of the planning looks like.
And will that same group of people move on to this new phase with the MyNKY and continue? Will you guys still be involved and just working for a company with a new name? I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, that it remains to be seen because we'll see what the plan ends up looking like. Then if we need to make any organizational adjustments and volunteer adjustments and all that, we will. But my expectation is that all the people who are currently involved will carry on and that then the people who have been part of helping develop the plan will certainly want to continue to support it and be part of seeing it implemented.
Now, Vision 2015 has worked so very closely with Agenda 360 in Cincinnati. Do you anticipate that being the same thing with MyNKY? And do you know if they're starting a new group over there, too, or is theirs goes for a little while yet?
Well, first of all, we absolutely expect those relationships and partnership relationships to continue on. But actually, something that I meant to mention earlier, this is going to be a five-year plan. And the reason we picked that specifically was that Agenda 360, their plan goes, the current plan goes to 2020. United Way's bold goals currently goes to 2020. So by bringing the Vision 2015 or the Northern Kentucky component, whatever it ultimately is called, on a five-year time plan too, we'll have the three main broad regional visioning and agenda organizations lined up together. So from an alignment standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. So we do a lot of work with both Agenda and United Way. That will certainly continue.
We're just about out of time. Thank you both for being here. I want to remind everybody, if you'd like to participate in the MyNKY survey, you can find a link on our website, wvxu.org. And again, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having us.
We've been talking about Vision 2015 and the new future planning group, MyNKY. My guests today were Vision 2015 President Bill Shire and Vice President of Communication and Strategic Initiatives, Kara Clark-Williams. Cincinnati Edition is produced by Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andres. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.